All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Kuf Tzadik Tes. Remember, still trying to discover our inner eye. So he says Shlav Beis, second level. We started this section yesterday, but let's just begin from the beginning. Benosaf Lakach, in addition to the idea that we spoke about in the first section, namely of introspective thought, he says, "Kasher Adam wrote the dogma lehizacher b'mashu shamochin u'maskir b'ofen tivi." Person wants to remember something that ultimately he has difficulty remembering on his own. Teva ha'adam shu otzim es einav omaniach yadav al ha'inayim. A person closes his eyes, or he puts his hand over his eyes. And by doing so, the concept of the idea of when he closes his eyes, he's able to draw a little bit more deeply into his own thoughts. He says, when one's eyes are open, a person is looking outward, they're focused on the external. They see what's going on in the world. And therefore a person has the inability to go ahead and truly focus on the, or I should say, loses out on the inability to become an internally cohesive individual. Meaning, the idea is that my attention and my kochos are so dispersed based on what I see going on around me that I have an inability to fully focus on what's happening inside. Kasher Adam wrote the Hisrakis, who otzim mesayinayim kolor ba'omek, who sholas ha'pniya shalakoach ha'nevesh ha'pnimis l'chutz. So what does a person do when they want to really concentrate? So he goes ahead and ultimately closes his eyes, he closes out everything else, and he focuses on the power of thought that he has internally. He goes on, Kozman she'ine ha'adam pikuchos, hari she'chilek mikochos ha'nefesh kochos ha'machshava ponim luchutz. As long as a person's eyes are open, some of his internal abilities or kochos, by definition, are focused externally. Umachmas kach, and because of that, harikus shalo nechzar, hulo memukad lechalutin, lachin b'shash sheritzon lachshav machshava yoser meumetzes, yoser merukezes, o shirota liizaker b'mashuhu, hu otzem esenav. So again, it's a very simple yisod. When I'm looking around, by definition, I am... visually ingesting all that's going on around me, and there's a lot to process. There's a lot to think about. Yes.
Shema, is there any other?
Oh, we're going to get to that in just a moment. Good. This is the same exact idea. Okay. Same idea. So the idea ultimately is that when, and I can also say this happens to us all the time, because we know we could be thinking about something, focusing on something. Sometimes if you're working on something, and you go ahead and you look up from your desk, or you look up from whatever it is that you're doing, and you look around, it's amazing how easily a person could become distracted. Well, the Mishnah says that if one is learning Torah and says Kamenoa Ilanzu, right? How beautiful that tree is. So it's wonderful to admire nature, but if you're doing it in the middle of learning and admiring nature is going to distract you from the task at hand, you've undermined your entire spiritual pursuit. He says, so what he's suggesting over here is that very often in life, even if we accomplish step one of becoming thoughtful, introspective individuals, sometimes our eyes just distract us with what we see. He says the following. He says, "Anachnu morgalim lasos zos." We are very accustomed to doing this. Al derech klal ba'ofen tivi lirigoyim amamish kisha adam lo zocher mashu hu otzem esenav. Therefore, again, we do this almost instinctively. That when I try to concentrate on something or I try to remember something, I close my eyes. Again, it's interesting. Nobody teaches us to do that. It's almost like a reflexive reaction. I shut out everything else in an effort to fully understand and appreciate to focus. Avamizet nilmad v'nisponim. But from here, we should learn and understand. Shekaasher adam rotze lihios misponim umamik. When a person really wants to go ahead and be contemplative and a deep thinker, lefachos chilek meazman shu misponim tzarech lihios b'mahalich shal atzimas einayim. At least some of the time, a person should ultimately again be living life with eyes closed. He says, "Kasher l'dugma," and this is Baruch Fishel's point. "Kasher l'dugma, adam mekabelas olmachus so yisbarach alav b'kriyash shma shachris arvis." What do we do when we recite Shema in the morning and the evenings? Haminog lechasos es ha'inayim im hayad. Now, it's interesting, by the way, that Shema, you know, there are different customs. So some of the custom just to close their eyes, some of the custom to close their eyes and to put their hand over their eyes. So you ever wondered to yourself, like, why do you need, like, the double barrier? And the answer, well, he says, so first of all, again, why is it that we close our eyes during Shema? Because Shema requires focus. Shema requires an understanding that I'm accepting the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what that means is I'm pledging myself to His service. So that can't be done with eyes open. That has to be done ultimately, again, with eyes closed. It's interesting. So why the hand on top of the eyes? It's just like a safeguard. It's there because, you know, if I close my eyes, all I need to do is one opening of the eyelid and suddenly again I'm back in the world. The idea of placing the hand on top of the eyes ultimately goes ahead and ensures that one truly remains focused. Imkain.
Or either focusing or sleeping.
Focusing, hopefully not sleeping. Imkain ha'adam ra, hopefully focusing. Imkain ha'adam harotze lehisrakis be'emes, hisrach zos penimis. Therefore, if a person really wants to go ahead and focus internally, muchrach lehisragia letunua shalatzima zenai. A person has to become accustomed to closing his eyes. Aval kimuvan, she'ina kavana rak lepe'ula hachitzonis shalatzima zenai. But rather, again, it does not just simply refer to an external closing of the eyes. Shekin yachol adam la'atzom es enough, because any person could go ahead and close their eyes. L'mal mel b'fiv shema yisrael shema kino shem echad. Aval atzima sa'inayim hitivis eslo. Hu hisragel lekach miyaldus o bagrus. So remember again that let's not attribute, there's no hocus pocus factor over here to closing your eyes. Meaning closing your eyes by itself is not a meaningful act. A person could easily close their eyes, and yet not be focusing at all. So he ach lohu lo poem skira zu his maktus vis atzmus pnimis el azu pulachitzonis grade etzlo. You could have a person who closes their eyes, but again, for them, it's not really anything meaningful internally. It's truly just an external habitual act. Turn the page. Atzima sainayim, therefore, the closing of the eyes. Tzricha lavo im tefisa penimis nafshis. Therefore, again, above said, the closing of the eyes is only meaningful if what? It's only meaningful if it comes with an internal understanding. Adam otsem es enov, v'az hu merakiz es koach hamachshava ha'iyini shebesocho. Person closes his eyes, and by doing so, he is able to go ahead and gather the incredible thought, the incredible deep contemplative thought that exists within. V'ma'adam yivdok es hadvarim, hu yira zos beber. If a person goes ahead and thinks about this, this will become ultimately clear. Shebishah shu otzim es enof, when he closes his eyes, hamachshava yoser tzlula, his thought process is much clearer. Yoser berur yoser mimukedas. Lachin. Avodas ha'adam lahargil es atzmo shalafachus b'chelik minach hashiva hu otzim es enom misbonim misami. So we'll say, now we're building one step on the other. If step number one was thought, was to really become thoughtful individuals, in all the ways that we've spoken about in the previous chapters, a person has to spend at least some part of that period of contemplative thought with their eyes closed. With their eyes closed. Because contemplative thought with my eyes closed just ensures that I am focused on what it is that I am thinking about. He says, he goes on, Zoi She'ila Shel Hergil, V'sragil his amik lefachos mat im einayim seguros. Well, so it's really amazing how, if you notice, throughout this entire Sefer, so the things that the Mechaber suggests that we need to do in order to discover who and what we really are and the true nature of our activities, interesting enough, have nothing to do with additional learning, have nothing to do with additional davening. There's no demand for extra tzedakah. There's no demand for extra. He's suggesting, remember, simple steps to allow for true contemplation. So if step number one is thought, step number two is closing your eyes and just giving thought, just spending some of that time in thought, in really immersing yourself in that thought, disconnecting and disassociating from everything else that's happening around me, and just losing myself in that thought. And again, how do you do this? You just simply, you habituate yourself to this. Zohu shlav nosav bichnisa l'soch tokiyo sa'adam. This is another step in our discovery of our internal selves, l'pnimiyuso, the journey inward. So step number one is thought. Step number two builds on that and says you should spend at least some of that time, some of that period of thought, in a state of closed eyes. Right? So we'll stop over here.
You
have to direct your thoughts, because otherwise you just daydream, right? So you're thinking about, what's the purpose of my life? Why do I do the thing? Remember, that's all the steps we spoke about before. Like, why do I do the things that I do? I want to go ahead. Remember, there are multiple steps with this. I want to do A. Why do I want to do A? What's the benefit of doing A? What's the detriment of doing A? Why do I do the things? I did some good things today. Why do I do those things? What motivates me? I did some bad things today. Why do I do those things? It's directed thought. Because remember, again, otherwise a person could waste time. That's why this notion, this, by the way, is one of the major distinctions, let's say, between what one would call Jewish meditation and worldly meditation. This is not about unlocking your mind or freeing your mind or becoming one with whatever. This is about thinking about your life. This is directed thought. But the difference is, to really have that real directed thought experience, it only works if I really disconnect myself from that which is going on around me. You always go back to this, but that's right. But that's part of life. But that's the goal. You're supposed to find the things that you don't like. The problem is, too many people don't pay attention to the things they don't like about themselves, and therefore they never rectify, and they spend their lives with those deficiencies. I don't know. I think at the end of the day, identifying those things that you may be doing wrong or are deficient, and then empowering yourself to fix them, I think is an incredible thing. If you want, if
give you the tools to do that.
Correct. Inachinami. Yes, can it be demoralized? Anytime you engage in a process of introspection, you run the risk of demoralization by 100%, because a person would rather just not think about. But the problem is, we all know that's short-sighted, because then what a person is avoiding confronting their own self because of the risk of not liking what I find. Okay. So you're right. You could do that. And if a person chooses that derech, then ein hachinami, but unfortunate choice.